But there's a how behind that. That's what we did. And again, we can all have our own views on what's led to this. I would say that the sense that we are all moving in the same direction and working as a community has been incredibly important, and that both at national level and at regional level or network level. And that those communities include a whole lot of different people who are broadly all signed up. Now, that doesn't mean we all agree with every aspect of government policy, but it does mean we're broadly working in the same direction and recognising the problem and wanting to tackle it. I believe the cancer networks have been a major driver for change, and they have helped sort of interpret national policy and got things really happening on the ground, and also made sure that what's happening at the front line gets fed back to me, and that's just equally important. We've had a National Cancer Action Team to support change. Obviously, we had the era of targets and commitments. We can debate whether targets are a good thing or a bad thing. I think at the time, they were the right thing to do. We needed to have pretty major change to get us going, and that may have been the way. It doesn't necessarily mean that we need to go on doing that. The question of funding is quite an interesting one, because there is a general belief that cancer stole the NHS money. If you look at the evidence on it, the so-called programme budgeting, cancer was 6% of the NHS budget and still is 6% of the NHS budget. So it can't be true. I think we have had more resource to run things like networks and Cancer Action Team, but overall, those are small beer in comparison with the cost of delivering the £6 billion worth of cancer services. And we've obviously also had the peer review program based on cancer standards, and I've no doubt at all that that has helped to drive change and helped us to identify those services that are failing to make it up to scratch. And we do now identify services that are performing really poorly, and we certainly flag those through to the Care Quality Commission. And we've had much more rigorous reporting and of cancer outcomes and cancer services in the last decade than we ever had before that.